A state Senate resolution urges Indiana to support a plan that would tax companies that emit greenhouse gases and return that money to U.S. households. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, the Indiana NAACP says it's a false solution that allows companies to continue to harm lower-income and Black and brown communities.
Denise Abdul-Rachman with the Indiana NAACP says taxing fossil fuel companies won't stop them from emitting pollution, because there will always be ways for them to still make a profit through things like subsidies and tax loopholes. She says pollution has affected the health of lower-income Black and brown communities, shortened their lives, and lowered their property values. And a small amount of cash can't undo that harm.
It's just degrading, I guess, is the best word that I can come with.
The Baker Schultz Carbon Dividends Plan, which is backed by some oil industry leaders, also proposes reducing environmental regulation and curbing lawsuits against companies who pollute. Abdul-Rachman says a better solution would be to quickly transition to clean energy sources and away from fossil fuels. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.